You're listening to SBS News.
There has been a COVID-19 flare-up in China, where the virus was first identified in late 2019. In recent months, the country has contained outbreaks, but 28 cases were reported last Thursday, and that number has now risen to 50. While the numbers are small compared to some countries, China has been quick to increase restrictions on movement in the run-up to the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympics in February. In the meantime, the Olympics Committee has congratulated the city for hosting both the Summer and Winter Olympics. Speaking from Greece, here's President of the Hellenic Olympic Committee, Spyros Kypralos.
For Beijing to host both Summer and Winter Olympic Games is an Olympic record, because no city up to now has organized both events. We've heard that the preparations are going very well, and that we'll experience fantastic winter games.
Beijing held a successful summer games in 2008, but with the pandemic wreaking havoc worldwide, the winter games will be a lot more challenging to host.
Of course, the pandemic obliges us all to be careful, to take measures. I think the principles of collaboration that have been established and the rules that are coming out, and there's going to be a playbook informing everybody about what we should be doing.
The country is determined to stamp out any sporadic local outbreaks, sealing off some areas in the capital Beijing and northwestern regions, while also imposing restrictions on transport. Meanwhile, Eastern Europe has hit 20 million COVID-19 cases as the region grapples with its worst outbreak since the pandemic started and inoculation efforts lag. Countries in the region have the lowest vaccination rates in Europe. Romania is at just 35% and Ukraine at 20% single dose. Over the weekend, Serbia launched partial COVID-19 passes in an attempt to stem the number of coronavirus cases the country is seeing. To enter venues after 10 p.m, visitors will have to provide the passes to show evidence of vaccination or a negative test. Miloš Dimitrijević is a communal police officer.
It went fairly well since this is the first night. We came into the club at 10 p.m. and the situation was satisfactory. We didn't encounter any irregularities and people showed us papers that proved vaccination.
After recording more than 50 deaths each day, with 42% of the population fully vaccinated, experts have criticised the government's decision, saying it's too little, too late. Nemanja Tengozic is a nightclub manager.
This will surely affect our business, because people always need the time to get used to the new regulations. I just hope they'll get used to it quickly, because this is now our reality, and we have to live with it, and this is the only way to function normally.
South Korea has reached a milestone, fully inoculating 70% of its 52 million people, paving the way for a planned return to normality next month. Most African countries are still well short of any such targets, with less than 2% of people fully vaccinated in countries like Sierra Leone, Ethiopia, Sudan, and the Congo. Nearly half of the world's population have received at least one dose of the coronavirus vaccine, at 49.8%. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus.